Let's look at our Bible time outline and our scriptures. Be turning with me, if you would, to John 14. Marvelous passage in God's Word. Well, I guess it is going to be a briefer message tonight, isn't it? Yeah. The outline says that, and then the watch reading I just looked at is an exclamation point. Brief with a capital B. So let's read the scriptures. At least we can do that. And then it's a pretty easy outline. You can look at it and it won't take long to read it, and then that'll give you some guidance to think about these two primary truths under the heading of Jesus loves his people. Well, we know that, and we could go on and on about that. This could be a 100-part outline of what different ways he loves us, but the two primary ways we're looking at in this particular study, and you have to focus it some way when you're dealing with a subject that big, is that the Lord loves us so that he's preparing us a place to be with him forever. He loves us so that he came to redeem us and ransom us so that he might bring us and make us fit to be with him forevermore. That's ultimate love, isn't it? That is eternal love. It began in eternity and it's going to continue on to eternity future. So we're reading this scripture in John 14 about his preparation and preparing the place, and also implied in this is he is preparing us for this place. Let not your heart be troubled, it says in John 14:1. You believe in God, believe also in me. And this is Christ who is speaking. If you have a red letter edition of the Bible, then you knew that. But I thought you knew that anyway. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way, ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let's read on further. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. The word sufficeth means that will be enough. That will be sufficient if you just show us the Father. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Read on a little further, verse 11. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. We'll stop right there, verse 14. So here, among other things, he mentions is the preparation of a place in heaven, the Father's house, as he calls it, for you. And the you there are believers, disciples especially. But all disciples, with the exception of Judas, were believers, and others who were false disciples, of course. But here in the context, he's speaking to the true believers. And so we are going, we're assured we're going to be with him forever. But in order to go to a prepared place we call heaven, that he calls the Father's house, we have to be prepared for that prepared place. And the preparation is really stated very simple as you can find it anywhere in the Bible. When Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me." In other words, the preparation is to come to him. And when you receive him by faith and you submit to him as Lord, all of that's implied with his other teaching that he had given them, then we know him as the way, specifically the way to heaven. And that was in answer to Thomas's question. And I just happened to share this the other day at Pat Osborne's funeral. And this was the scripture, same scripture we were looking at tonight. It wasn't the only scripture I shared, but I did share this particular scripture. And so let me share just a thought here that I shared with those who were at the graveside. You know, it's one thing for someone to tell you that's the way you need to go. Say, if you don't know directions, sometimes a person will do that, especially in the days before GPS. And if you didn't have a map and somebody that knew the lay of the land, and you're out in the country and you stop, you see somebody and you stop and say, "Hey, do you know where so-and-so lives?" "Yeah, go down." And so, and he'll point to the way. Well, that person does you a great service because he's a guide, right? We've all been in that condition at one time or another. But how much better is it if somebody says, "Come with me, I'll take you"? That's a whole lot better, isn't it? And that's what Jesus is saying here, isn't it? I'm the way. I not only will show you the way, teach you the way, but I am the way, the truth, and the life. And there's no other way to the Father but by me. And that flies in the face of a whole world that believes as long as you're sincere, you'll be all right. Whatever religion you have, if you're good with it, he's good with it. Well, that's not what the Bible says. There is only one person and one way to heaven and one way to God the Father, and that is through Christ the Son. We have a great song along that line, don't we? "Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done." From there, we were going to go to John 17. I put the watch on, it's time's up. John 17 is the great prayer and a loving prayer, as we've made known in the notes here. So you have loving preparation that the Lord has made for us and all of his people, and then loving prayer for his own people. And I encourage you to read that, because that is a prayer specifically for us. It is. In fact, he specifically goes out of his way, Christ does, in John 17, saying, "I pray not for the world, but I'm praying for you. And I'm praying for those that will believe on me through your testimony, those who are yet to believe." And so it's a wonderful, wonderful prayer. Brings many things into view in that marvelous prayer. Let's bow again for prayer. Lord, we have not had a whole lot of time tonight to spend in your word, but that reading alone and thinking about the prayer in John 17 and what is taught there is such a blessing to our hearts. So help us to get back to these scriptures, to read and study on our own beyond what we've covered tonight, and we pray well beyond what we've covered tonight. And may we be familiar with these scriptures and their teachings. And thank you for our Lord and Savior, in whose name we pray tonight, because He is the way, the truth, and the life. And He is the way for us to have access to You through prayer. And we're so very grateful. We pray in His name now and always. Amen.